A Trent University club, the Peterborough Youth New Democrats, or Peterborough Youth NDP, have started hosting a weekly free breakfast club on Saturday mornings. The first in this breakfast club series was held on January 25th in the lecture hall at Sadler House, a community center at 751 George Street North. And CFFF spoke with the club's co-chairs, Ben Hickey and Ava Becker, during breakfast service.
Well, we're really trying to reach the community of like families, youth, students, because we know there's other breakfast clubs in the city, but they're not targeted at these groups of people. So we tried to choose a day, Saturday, when there isn't church conflicts, put it in the morning. I think that breakfast is a good meal to start people off early in the day with some food. Yeah.
Lots of schools do breakfast clubs on the weekdays. Mm-hmm. But obviously not so much on the weekends because they're not open. So we wanted to fill the gap and, you know, bring people together with a very low barrier, simple thing. Breakfast is easy.
Volunteers were there making and serving both pancakes and French toast, with some fruit and cereal available as well. And because this was the first event, they weren't sure how many people would show up.
It's going really well. I think the turnout is bigger than we expected for the first one. We're looking at getting some stickers printed, so it's not just Instagram that we have to rely on. We're going to put those up around town. We still have food. We're still making pancakes and French toast. I would say, I don't know, maybe 20 people?
Yeah, at least 20. At least.
Their plan is to continue serving free meals every Saturday morning at Sadler House from 9:30 a.m. until noon. And although this is a Trent University club organizing the event, it is not just accessible to students, but to anybody in the community.
I think the approach we're taking is different than the traditional like charitable approach, where it's just like, oh, you know, there's the givers and there's the receivers. This is more akin to a mutual aid sort of activity that we're doing. You know, we're all a bunch of people who are here are more than willing to help, like make food and do stuff. So like we're all coming together to help each other. There's no requirement that you be, you know, in financial need. It's just it's a place to bring people together in these tough times and, you know, enjoy some food together.
Also in attendance was Peterborough Kawartha NDP provincial candidate Jen Deck.
I think it is a perfect example of when you give the young people the opportunity to make change, and don't put blocks in their way. They have great ideas, and they have a stake in the world that they are going to inherit, and it's exciting to see them doing so with care and compassion.
In the time between attending this breakfast club and the time it went to broadcast, an Ontario general election was called for February 27th. And in an attempt to maintain fair and balanced news coverage on Trent Radio, we have contacted the candidates of the other three major political parties in Peterborough Kawartha about youth clubs or groups in the area. Neither the Green Party or the Progressive Conservative Party replied by the given deadline, but the office of the Ontario Liberal candidate Adam Hopkins wrote this in reply to CFFF. Quote, "We are grateful for the organizations in our community that are working tirelessly to meet the needs of our community members, and we applaud the student-led initiatives that are addressing food insecurity at Trent University and Fleming College." End quote. And they also shared that the Peterborough Kawartha Young Liberals will have their founding meeting on February 12th at 7 p.m. You can find more information about the weekly free breakfast club on the Instagram page of the Peterborough Youth New Democrats. This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanong.